He's got 2 minutes, 49 seconds left to go. His special teams has been excellent so far tonight. He's expecting a nice return. Give me decent field position. 2.5 minutes roughly he will have after that with all three timeouts. The playbook is still wide open. The last drive, you ran the ball down their throats 8-9 yards at a time. I think you got to run the ball a few times to feel them out, but be ready for the hurry-up offense. Enforce to your guys, when you get down, get back up, get to the line of scrimmage as quick as possible so they can maximize the amount of plays they can run. But they will mix in some passing plays now, try to use some pitches to the side, use the sideline to their advantage.
And it's a squib kick, but brought in by Ostrowski. He's at the 45, pulling his defenders out to the 48-yard line. A nice return for the Eagles, brought down by Hoogerhide. And Deckerville will have to march 52 yards for a score with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to do so. They're at their own 48-yard line, first and 10, right to left crosser radio.
Special teams coach of Central Lake has to be completely upset. They want the squib kick. They want something low and away from the kick returner, but he kicks a line drive right at Zach Ostrowski, one of the up men, and he hauls it in easily and brings Deckerville up almost to midfield for great field position.
It's a handoff to Bowerman, brought down in the backfield, but somehow he gets a yard out to the 49. 2:35 left in the fourth. Second down, 9 to go, brought down by Dylan Michael.
Dylan Michael comes around the far side of the play, all the way around the line of scrimmage to make that tackle from behind, which is why the running back fell forward for that 1 yard. Second and 9, we'll say, coming up.
Kind of under center, rolling to his right, down to pass. Looking for Janowak, nothing there, and has to hit the turf, and this one's incomplete as he's trying to hit Ostrowski at midfield. Incomplete pass, but that does stop the clock with 2 minutes, 10 seconds left, but it's third down, 9 to go from the 49-yard line of Deckerville's territory.
Still got two plays and all three timeouts. You can really run whatever play you want here you think can get you 5 to 8 yards and make fourth down very manageable. They wanted Wyatt Janowak down the middle of the field, kind of thought about it. Even in a double team, he pump faked, but it was good defense by Central Lake. They take away Janowak, and in the flat was Ostrowski, but because of the pump fake, he couldn't get enough on it, and it come up short. Incomplete pass.
In the shotgun, Kindeth looking down to throw, has time, runs out of that first one, and he's thrown, and that should be an incomplete pass, but they say he was stripped, and it's brought in by Central Lake at the 20-yard line. He had forward motion, but the officials are saying it is Central Lake ball at the 20-yard line, a minute 59 left.
Boy, oh boy, that's tough. I don't know if he did or not, but when his first route was taken away and the second route was taken away, he actually shed a tackler in the backfield, but too many Central Lake defenders as they are able to swarm Kineth, to knock the ball free and pick it up. I think it was 21. Dylan Michael advances it all the way to the 20-yard line, and all of a sudden Central Lake takes over with 1 minute 59 seconds left to go in the game. A heartbreaker for Deckerville. Their defense comes back on the field. They got to try and force a four and out here very quickly.
And Mortensen hands it off to Papinout, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage, and there's the first timeout called by Deckerville. 1:53 left in the fourth quarter.
That is a good start. Wyatt Janowak blows through the line of scrimmage, gets into the backfield, and stops Papinow for no gain. Timeout Deckerville. Second and 10, 1:53 to go in this game. Deckerville down 2.
Central Lake is fired up. 1:53 left in regulation. 32-30. Central Lake by 2 points at the moment. We'll go through the scoring here. Central Lake got on the board first, 8-0. 4 minutes into the ballgame, Deckerville responded with 3 minutes left in the first, 8-8. Central Lake scores again with 10:49 left in the first half, 14-8. And then Deckerville took the rest of the way. Deckerville scores 6:34 left in the second to take a 2-point lead, 16-14. Then Deckerville scores again 50 seconds before the half is over to make it 24-14. Central Lake comes out of the half trailing by 10 points, and they score immediately, 4 minutes in, 24-20. Deckerville responds 5 minutes later, 30-20. Central Lake again with 11 seconds left in the third quarter, 30-26. We had a punt from Deckerville, a fumble from Central Lake. Deckerville can't score, turnover downs at Central Lake's 20-yard line. Central Lake takes it the length of the field and gets the go-ahead score, 32-30. With 2:49 left, Deckerville fumbles, and Central Lake gets it at Deckerville's 20-yard line, second and 10, with 1:53 left in regulation. They're at the line of scrimmage. two-man backfield. Mortensen is under center. Hands a handoff to Spangler and reverses Fields, and Deckerville's all over him, and it's going to be a loss of 4 yards in the play. Back at the 24-yard line, and we have our second timeout called by Deckerville. A minute 45 left in regulation. Tackle made by Deckerville's Curtis Vogel. He's been all over the field. And that will be Curtis Vogel's first tackle for a loss. And on top of that, he has 15 tackles to boot. Big day for him. Third down, 13 to go from the 20, excuse me, third and 14 to go from the 24-yard line. A minute 45. The last two plays have taken just 14 seconds off the clock. Third down, 14 for Central Lake.
This game is not over yet, but Deckerville needs a stop here. It's third and 13, a first down, a play that gets to the 10-yard line for Central Lake will end this game. Central Lake can run the timeout virtually and take home a state championship. But if Deckerville is able to make this stop here, force fourth down, they can burn their last timeout and force a fourth down play where Central Lake probably will go for it. I don't think they've shown any sort of kicker on this team, so they'll go for it. And if they can get a stop on fourth down, they'll have all of a minute and change to try and pull off a miracle drive the length of the field and steal a victory here yet.
Two men backfield, and Mortensen hands it off to Spangler. Coming around the right end, Deckerville there to push him out of bounds.
Big
at the 17-yard line. Why he ran out of bounds, I do not know. So with a minute 38 left in regulation, it's going to be a fourth down, 8 yards to go for Central Lake at Deckerville's 18-yard line. Stops the clock by running out of bounds with a minute 38.
Was a nice run by Spangler. Getting 5 yards, bringing it down to fourth down and manageable is a good thing for Central Lake. But running out of bounds is the best thing that could have happened to Deckerville there. He should have just dropped down in bounds to keep the clock running. Deckerville gets to keep a timeout in their pocket. And now Central Lake going to take a timeout of their own and talk about it.
So it's a fourth and eight situation. Central Lake calls their first timeout of the second half with minute 38 left. Mind you, they got the ball back with a minute 59, 21 seconds left. It's a fourth and eight situation, so good time management on the Deckerville sideline and also running out of bounds on third down. Obviously you're caught up in the moment. You're trying just to get tackled, and Deckerville had a good effort of pushing him toward that near sideline to push him out of bounds. And now a fourth down and eight from the 18-yard line, 32-30. Deckerville trails by 2 points. Central Lake on top with the ball at Deckerville's 18-yard line.
I understand that. In that situation, though, even if he goes down to the ground and only gets 3 yards instead of five on the play, you have to take away Deckerville's timeout. That is a huge positive for Deckerville. It's fourth down and eight. If Central Lake runs the football or throws it, it doesn't matter. If they don't get the first down, the clock will stop, and Deckerville's offense can come back on the field, and now they have a timeout in their pocket. That's a huge break for Deckerville, and that's all the little things like that that a well-coached veteran team like Deckerville is experiencing in the playoffs. That's the break that they need to have a chance to make a comeback in this game.
They send Spangler wide to the left. Papineau's in the backfield. Mortensen in the shotgun. Fourth down and eight, man in motion, and it's going to be back to pass to the end zone, and your team and hits the helmet of Ostrowski, incomplete, and Deckerville's defense comes to the line and forces a three and out in their own red zone. First and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles at their own 18-yard line. A minute 33 to score and take home the state championship.
Ooh, Wayne, wipe the sweat off your brow there. Zach Ostrowski is beat on the play. Hoogerhide slides behind him, but Mortensen's throw is late. It's lobbed and it's underthrown, and Zach Ostrowski, with his back to the ball, is able to get into position and have that ball hit him in the back of the helmet and fall to the ground safely. No pass interference, not even close, but a great stop there by the Deckerville defense, Zach Ostrowski and company, and give his offense yet a chance to do something here.
And it's they're going to say it was a pitch out to the far sideline, and Bowerman couldn't bring that in. And so Deckerville's going to have to waste their last timeout. But the clock is still rolling. They're going to try and save that timeout. Clock is still rolling. And now the officials are going to have to square this one away. Now they call it dead.
They're trying to decide if that was a forward pass or not. I think Coach Brown is saying that was a forward pass. It should be incomplete. Regardless, they're already pointing at the clock. They're going to have to put some time back up there for sure.
1:12 left to... they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. So that should take him back to that place started at a minute 33. So that should put him right about a minute 28, I would guess, Dave.
That's a pretty fair guess. Anything close to that is probably pretty good.
Minute 25.
I would say that's pretty